Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Dan. It is cold and rainy this morning, expected to be even colder tonight. But as KRLD's LP Phillips reports, the city of Dallas is making sure that everyone has a warm place to sleep.
The K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center is setting up cots and getting food ready for tonight. With the weather to get dangerously cold, the convention center can handle any size crowd that shows up. Overnight, the Hour Calling Outreach Center was open. No beds, but they did have floor space. Pastor Wayne Walker says there are homeless who don't want help until things get real bad.
It's only during these days when they are willing to come into any place that has an open door. So if you open up a church, you open up a gymnasium somewhere, or the convention center, people are starving to get out of the weather because it becomes fatal when it gets this cold.
A couple of weeks ago, when it was cold, shelters around Dallas made space for about 900. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
No one was hurt when a fire tore through an Arlington house this morning. It broke out shortly after midnight at a home on Oak Hollow Drive near Highway 287 and Turner Warnell in southwest Arlington. Heavy flames were shooting through the roof when crews arrived. No word yet on how it started. Damage to the house, though, is extensive.
This morning, the family of a man who died while working at the new Dickies Arena in Fort Worth is demanding answers from the company that manages that arena. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the update.
Juan Carlos Leon was 24 years old and worked as a janitor for a contractor. He was at Dickies Arena early Saturday morning when a gate malfunctioned outside, crushing him. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner ruled his death an accident. Christian Julian tells NBC 5 his brother was looking forward to Christmas.
We were sitting down on the holidays. We just get up and start dancing.
Julian's mom spoke through an interpreter and said,